And now a look back at This Week in History on iHeartRadio.
This week in 1919, the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution prohibiting the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors for beverage purposes is ratified by the requisite number of states. In 1933, the 21st Amendment to the Constitution was passed and ratified, repealing prohibition. This week in 1929, Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta, Georgia. In 1955, he helped organize the first major protest of the African American Civil Rights Movement. The peaceful protests he led throughout the American South were often met with violence, but King and his followers persisted and the movement gained momentum. In 1964, King became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. He was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4, 1968. This week in 1964, United States Surgeon General Luther Terry, on behalf of the U.S. government, announced a definitive link between smoking and cancer. American cigarette companies spent much of the next decade lobbying the government to keep smoking legal and advertising reduced levels of tar and nicotine in their products. And this week in the year 2000, one of the biggest media mergers in history, America Online Incorporated announces plans to acquire Time Warner Incorporated. The result was a $350 billion mega corporation, AOL Time Warner. In 2002, as investors pulled out of many internet-related stocks, AOL Time Warner reported a quarterly loss of $54 billion, the largest ever for a U.S. company. Time Warner spun off AOL in 2009. In 2018, AT&T acquired Time Warner.
And that's what happened. Thanks for listening to This Week in History on iHeartRadio.